Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. We have the head of communication, that's Mr. Moeti Musi. Mr. Musi, good morning. It's such a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
To you and the Rise FM listeners, and thank you for having us on your show.
So just a day ago, there was that accident on the N4 where sadly a number of people lost their lives. And we've said condolences to the families that they've lost their loved ones. Now, the conversation we're having this morning is, we as drivers and also as commuters, we've seen or we are privy to some of the mistakes that other drivers commit emigwaqeni. And you've had people saying, you know, some people would flash their headlights to show that they want you to move out of the way while you're driving the correct speed limit. Some have mentioned texting while driving. What would you say, perhaps, are some of the mistakes that you as a department have seen that drivers commit that lead to these accidents that we keep on having in the province?
So you are aware, many a times, government has always indicated that the majority of the crashes, over 80% or so of them, are caused by us. It's just some of the mistakes that they do. People overtake dangerously where they are not supposed to. And then they also drive at excessive speed. They way exceed, they way over that is set on some of these roads. And then, and this causes all the head-on collisions happen as a result of one driver being found on the incorrect lane. Well, in very rare cases, you find that maybe the vehicle may have had a tire burst or something went wrong, and then the driver was would have been unable to control the car. But most of the time, that is not the case. It's usually attributable to dangerous overtaking. The other issue that you've correctly pointed out, one of the reputable and well-known insurance companies did a study some years ago, and then they established that the South African drivers are among the most distracted drivers in the world, because most would be using their cell phones while they're driving, trying to text and read their messages. Others are also accused of trying to do content for their social media platforms while their vehicles are in motion. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that you want to discourage people from doing, because it puts not only their lives in great danger, but also the life of other innocent road users, who at the time when you collide with them, they are actually on the right side of the road, they are where they're supposed to be, and they're obeying the rules. And then comes someone who decided not to obey the rules and crashed the vehicles.
Perhaps lastly, I mean, you have the attention of a driver right now. They're sitting in their car, they're listening to us, they're driving to their destination. What message would you like to share as a department?
Well, the road is slippery due to the inclemental weather that is being experienced throughout the province. We're encouraging them to increase safe following distance, to also reduce speed and be on high alert. Where it's not visible, they really need to reduce speed and ensure that they generally obey the rules of the road so that everybody can arrive at their destination safely.
Perfect. Well, that's Mpumalanga Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. That's the head of communication, Mr. Moeti Musi. Sir, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for taking the time.